Welcome to GCAF Manila Podcast. Listen to God's Word on the go and on demand.
Good morning, GCAF. Good morning po. Good morning sa lahat po ng mga kasama po namin na nag-worship online. Isa pong maulan na umaga sa bawat isa, and we praise God for another opportunity that God has given us to worship Him. Amen? So, well, today, last Wednesday, na-experience siguro nyo yung lindol, no? I don't know kung gaano kalakas dito sa Manila. Hindi mo na-experience? Tulog? May isa dito, hindi naramdaman, no? But, malakas po yung lindol doon po sa Benguet sa Abra, 7.3, sabi niya 7.6. But kami ng asawa ko, nasa La Union kami, and I think that was the pinakamalakas na experience ko, lindol. Akala ko, ina-high blood na ako or naihilo, yung pala ay lumilindol na pala, no? Kung ikaw yun nandito sa sitwasyon na to, no? If you are in this situation, anong maramdaman mo? Ito po ay totoong picture. Diyan po ay sa bandang north, no? During ng lindol, ay mayroon po nag-picture po ng ganyan, no? Kita mo yung, akala ko sa movie mo lang makikita yan, pero dito, no? Naglalakihan tipak ng bato, ay nalalaglag, hindi mo alam kung pupunta sa'yo. At napakalakas nga ng lindol na yan. I was having my devotional time during that time, 8 o'clock. And then nasa labas ako ng bahay. Yung bahay na tinirhan namin kasi, or where we stay ng aking wife at kasama yung aming mga relatives doon, ay yung mga tipong lumang bahay. If you, pag pumunta kayo sa probinsya, meron po doon mga bahay na gawa sa kahoy. Ang dinding ay kawayan, no? And yung mga kahoy ay may mga butas-butas na, ang tawag doon, parang may ngat-ngat na ng anay. At least, hindi naman siguro isang anay lang ang pipirma bago matumba. Pero yun po yung sitwasyon ng bahay. Kaya ang instinct ko nung ito ay lumindol ng malakas, ako ay naghanap ng open place at pumunta ako doon. Yung instinct ko, adrenaline rush, na natutunan ko na pumunta ko sa open space at huwag kang tumayo, mag-bow down ka. Nalimutan ko may asawa ko that time. Sobrang lakas na lindol. Nalimutan ko yung asawa ko. Nandoon sa second floor ng lumang bahay. So, hindi lang ako lumuhod as a safety. Nag-pray din ako, Lord, wag niyo po ngayaang mawasak yung bahay. Nandoon ang asawa ko. Kaya, nung natapos yung lindol, naglolokohan kami. Sobrang naman sobrang bilis mo naman tumakbo. Nalimutan mong may asawa ka dito sa bahay. Sabi ng wife ko, alangan naman aakyat pa ako dyan sa second floor. Tawagin ka may lindol. Naramdaman mo naman siguro, sabi ko. But you know, ano kaya yung gagawin natin in times na shaky, in times na may, kumbaga yung life din natin ay shaky din. You know, ito po yung sitwasyon where we are living in right now. We live in a world na in a lifetime, masabi natin, in a lifetime, when we can be shaken, next slide please, yan. Okay, ayaw mag, ayan, thank you. Okay, test, ayan, okay na. We live in a lifetime when we can be shaken by a lot of fears. Wala ulit. Ayan. Balik. Okay. Yan. So, we can be shaken by a lot of fears, and this is also the time when we, tayo po na mga Kristiyano, Christians should show how the truth of God is unshakable even in shaky situations. I met with a manager sa Unilab. I asked him, kumusta? Kumusta sa work? Kumusta yung mga tao under you? What is the challenge of being a leader on this particular era of our time? COVID era, pandemic era. May wars, may mga looming food crisis. And you know, ang sinabi ng manager na yun, sabi niya, you know, Pastor, nahihirapan ako ngayon sa work kasi lahat halos ng under sa akin, are mentally fatigued. Lahat sila wants to resign. Lahat sila, they want to, kumbaga, they are burned out. And then yung boss namin, yung mga boss who is going to command you na ito yung target nyo, ito yung kailangan mong gawin. And hirap na hirap sila because they are dealing with a lot of problems sa kanilang mga buhay. And this is the picture of the generation living in our time today. They are, kumbaga, they're just trying to live. They want to be happy, pero hindi sila masaya. But, sabi nga po ng isang general, when there is a crisis, there is also opportunities. And so, I would like to challenge tayo pong mga mananampalataya. We are going to study in the book of Romans chapter 6. And the things we have learned are actually nagpapatunay that we are unshakable. Unshakable. The truth of who we are, kung sino tayo ng mga mananampalataya, kung makikita natin at may embrace natin lahat ng tinuro po ng Panginoon kung sino tayo, then those truths are unshakable. The question is, will you embrace it? Will you stand firm in it? Will you live in it? No? We are unshakable. So, we are now transitioning from our theme na unashamed to unshakable. Because ito po yung magiging theme natin sa anniversary, unshakable love, unshakable living. Unshakable love, unshakable living. So let's read the Word of God, no? So that we can know ano po yung ating mga sitwasyon sa Panginoon in our text today. The Word of God said in Romans 6 verse 15 to 23, what then? Are we to sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? By no means. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey? Either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness. But thanks be to God, that you who were once slave to sin have become obedient from the heart to the standard of teaching to which you were committed. And having been set free from sin, have become slaves to righteousness. I am speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, leading to sanctification. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. But what fruit were you getting at that time from the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of these things is death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification and its end, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. We have learned last week, sabi nga po natin, preacher, dati tayo are slaves to sin, no? Yan yung content. Now we are free. We are dead to sin. We are victorious to sin. At ito po yung karugtong ng mensahe po last week regarding the freedom that we have in Christ. Ginamit po ni Apostle Paul yung freedom because during this time, usong-uso po yung tinatawag po na slave trade o yung pagiging slave, no? Before we continue, let us ask God for empowerment and wisdom. Lord, today I ask that the Spirit is going to work within us I ask that we will be able to see the importance of the truth of knowing how solid our foundation is sa Panginoon Jesucristo. So that we can rise up in this situation, in this crisis, that we are Christians and we have unshakable truths we can embrace and live on it. Help us to stand firm on the truths we have learned. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. The challenge I want to give us today is to stand firm sa freedom na binigay sa atin ng Panginoon. Kaya ang title ng ating message is Unshakable Freedom in Christ. Unshakable Freedom in Christ. Yung context po kasi ng ating pag-aaralan is this. Let's just go back and imagine nung panahon na isulat po ito ni Apostle Paul, where Rome is the world power and there is that what we call slave trade. May mga slaves po talaga. Ano pa yung slaves? Sa Tagalog, alipin. No? Alipin. No? Kung familiar po kayo sa kanta na ako'y alipin mo kahit hindi batid. No? Magpapansin ka na kasi Doms. No? Joke lang. But what I'm trying to say is alipin means wala kang karapatan, you have a master, ikaw ay utusan lamang, hindi ka nga sasweldohan, pakakainin ka lang ng iyong amo, yan po yung pagiging alipin. And that is the situation po nung panahon po na naisulat ito ni Apostol Pablo. Kaya kung papansin niyo po sa mga sinusulat po ni Apostol Paul, lagi po niyang ginagamit yung slave, freedom, yung mga language na yan. Sa panahon kasi natin, hindi na natin ito masyadong nararamdaman kasi wala na po halos tayong nakikita na slavery, no? In the context of Rome. Pero mamaya, masasabi ko, akala mo lang hindi ka slave. No? Mamaya, tignan natin paano natin masasabi yan. Paano po sinabi ng salita ng Panginoon. Now, paano po nagkaroon ng slaves? Ang Rome, when they are conquering mga towns, they are conquering cities, yung mga tao na kanilang nasasakop, tinitingnan nila sino yung matipuno, sino yung maganda, sino yung parang maasahan nila, at dadalhin nila ito doon sa slave market, katulad po na nakalagay dyan, at meron po yung price tag. No? They are going to sell yung mga slaves, they are going to sell humans as an object sa bahay nila na parang ito po yung talagang high-tech na tinatawag na tagalinis, tagaluto, kasi tao mismo. No? So they are selling it doon sa mga taong capable to buy slaves. And when you are a slave, in the Greek word doulos, wala kang karapatan, wala kang rights to own a land, and even to choose your work. You are at the disposal of your master. Some of the slaves, kumbaga kaya namimili sila ng matipuno, ng malakas, kasi ititrain nila to become a gladiator warrior because malaki po ang kita dyan. Yung tinatawag po na gladiator. Alam niyo ba yung mga gladiator? Wow, nanonood kayo niyan, ha? So yung mga gladiator, no, yung labanan, at alam niyo ba yung mga slaves may certain, kumbaga pagkakataon sila that they will be free kung sila ay maging champion ng isang season ng all out na royal, minsan royal rumble yan, basta kung matira matibay, siya ay makakakuha ng freedom niya. Freedom niya. Pero nakita niyo ba kung ano po yung bigat when Paul said, you have been freed? When it was said in the Word of God, you are a slave. You are a slave. The truth is, ito po ang ginawa ng Diyos sa atin. God has bought us through the blood of His Son so that we can be free from being slaves to sin and bring us into freedom towards the newness of life. The newness of life. Now, let's say, halimbawa, si Dominic ay alipin ni Harry, no? Si Jits ay alipin ni Smart. No, for example lang, for us to have a vivid picture. Si Harry ay, kumbaga, masamang master. No? Inaabuso si halimbawa wala to, halimbawa, inaabuso si Dominic. Talagang, kumbaga, may term tayo, slave driver. Talagang ibig sabihin slave driver, yung tipong walang pahinga. Hindi ka pwedeng nagpapahinga. Pag dumaan si Harry, kailangan may hawak na basahan, tapos nagpupunas na may ginagawa. At ang malupit niyan, kada daan ni Harry, gaganunin pa niya. Uy, may alikabok to jits. May alikabok to. No? Si Smart naman is a good master. Smart being a good master, no? Ang ginagawa niya kay Jits, Jits, sige, ito papagawa ko sa iyo. Ito yung role mo. Tapos pagkainan, tinatawag niya si Jits. Jits, sumabay ka na sa amin. No? Libre. No, libre. Oh, slave ka eh. Wala kang pera. So, ibig sabihin, inaalagaan niya, pinagtatrabaho niya sa mga karapat-dapat lang na trabaho. No? So, si Dominic, gusto niya sana ang maging amo niya ay si Harry. Ay si Harry tuloy. Si Smart. Baliktad na. Si Smart. So dumating yung time, si Smart ay nagkaroon ng extra na money at meron siyang gustong buksan na stall. For example, gusto niya magbukas ng photography business sa isang lugar. Minodern ko na lang yung Roman times. No? Ano sabi Smart, kailangan ko ng slave. Nakita niya si Dominic, matipuno, six packs. Kailangan ng six packs sa camera? Hindi, joke lang. Sabi ni Smart kay Harry, offeran ko yung slave mo. Inofferan ni Smart ng malaking presyo, talagang sobrang taas yung binigay na presyo. For example, ang price lang talaga ni... Mayra magbigay ng presyo ah. Yung price, for example, no, example lang to is 100 gold. Gold na ginamit ko. Ang sabi ni Smart, sige, bilhin ko yan ng 300 gold. Aba, tuwan-tuwa naman si Harry. Jackpot. Pupunta ulit ako sa slave market, kuha akong dalawa. Maging dalawa na yung slave ko. But the problem is, even nabili na ni Smart si Dominic, eh sanay siya sa routine na meron siya kay Harry. Sanay siya na pag dumadaan yung kanyang master, ay talagang hindi siya mapakali. Kung maghanap siya ng basahan, may gagawin siya. Sanay siya na, kumbaga, hindi kumakain sa panahon ng kainan kasabay ng master niya. Sanay siyang inaabuso. So yung routine ng buhay, kahit nabili si Dominic ng bagong master, ay the same kung ano ang nakasanayan niya. And that is what is happening to a lot of Christians. Yes, nabili na tayo ng Panginoon. Yes, bago na yung ating, kumbaga yung ating tawag nito, identity. But the problem is, ito ang kailangan nating i-deal. Mindset. Mindset. Before, ang mindset natin is that we are slave to sin. Yan yung amo natin. Sanay tayo na kung ano yung pinapagawa ng kasalanan, ginagawa natin, and it is our natural tendencies because nasa mindset na natin yun. Diba? Mindset, attitude, behavior, action, results, performance, nakadepende yan lahat saan? Sa mindset. No? Maraming ang mga tao, they're going to go to seminar just to have a change mindset. And you know, the book of Romans, if you will just be sensitive, and if you are just going to study it deeply, It is a book that will change our mindset. And the first mindset na kailangan baguhin is our identity. Sino ba ako? Ano ba ako? Ano ang purpose ko? Paul, with the power of the Spirit na tumulong kay Apostle Paul na isulat ito, na alam ng banal na Espiritu kung paano mag-isip ang tao at kung paano ang ating disenyo. So ang first na binabago ng salita ng Panginoon sa atin is mindset. Mindset. Because we cannot change unless we change our mindset first. Nakuha niyo, just like my example, kahit na bago na yung amo ni Dominic, dahil nasanay siya sa luma niyang amo, he will, kumbaga hindi niya kaagad matutunan yung bagong pamamaraan, he will continue to live a life unless turuan siya ng master niya na hindi na ganyan, Dominic. Hindi na ganyan, Marvin. Hindi na ganyan, Jits. You get the point? Kaya, hindi po instant yung pagbabago na pagkakilala natin sa Panginoon bilang tagapagligtas, kinabukasan, change na tayo. May nagbago. Ano yung una? Yung puso natin, tayo ay binuhay ng banal na Espiritu and yung appetite natin ay unti-unting nababago, pero hindi po yan kaagad nangyayari. There is a need to change and that is our mindset. It's like, gamitin ko yung sinabi ni Pastor Vianz noong nakaraan, an operating system. No? We need, pag may in-install ka na operating system sa'yo, para turuan, kumbaga, I should say sa computer, yung operating system, kailangan pa yang i-install bago yan gumana. Nag-gets po natin? No? In fact, mahirap po pag may dalawang operating system sa isang computer. Naglalag. Naglalag yan. Bumabagal. Kaya, in our life, we need to realize and we need to learn the operating system ng Panginoon sa buhay natin. At i-uninstall yung mga luma nating sistema. Nag-gets po natin? Because for us to have a changed life, for us to be freed and truly free, we need a new mindset so that we can produce new result. So saan nagsisimula ang pagbabago? Mindset. Mindset. Kahit bilhin pa ng kahit sinong amo, kahit pinakamabait na amo ang isang tao, kung hindi mababago ang kanyang kaisipan, he will remain the same. Kahit na i-promote ka sa iyong trabaho, kahit na kumbaga tumaas ang posisyon mo, pag hindi mabago yung iyong mindset, yung work ethics mo, you will remain the same. That's why ang Panginoon nagbigay po siya ng specific na mga katotohanan so that we will know ano ba yung pagkatao natin so that we can live in it. Yes, you've been bought, but ito pa po yung gustong gawin ng Diyos sa atin. He wants to change your mind. He wants to change your identity. No? So there are three freedoms we are going to study from the Word of God today. Number one, freedom towards new law. Pangalawa, freedom towards new life. And then pangatlo, freedom towards new Lord. No? New law, new life, new Lord. Now, if you noticed, freedom towards means na free ka from someone papunta doon sa bago. No? Because that is exactly ganyan tayo. For example na lang, yung mga nagtatrabaho dito, no? You are working and you felt you're not growing anymore sa company mo. Kung seafarer ka, yung company mo ayaw mo kasi mabagal ang promotion, inaabuso ka ng tawag nito ng ng officer mo, or you felt you've been abused by your employer. Employer ba? Tama. You will choose to resign. Tama. And resignation sa isip mo is freedom. But you need to eat. So anong gagawin mo? Ha? Mag-a-apply ka ng work. Ano nangyari? You are free from that old company and now you've been employed to a new company. But the reason you resign is because hindi ka tinitreat ng well doon. And now you see isang company na malaki ang potential, yung growth ko nandoon, kumbaga yung projection ng growth ko nandoon, yung vision nila, naniniwala ako sa vision nila, maganda yung environment, hindi lang ng place but the team itself, kahit hindi ganun kataas yung sweldo, I will go there because maganda ang treatment sa akin. You get the point? Freedom is not that you don't have anyone or you don't have any accountability. Freedom is actually choosing a better kind of accountability. Do you believe that? No? Kasi wala naman talagang tao na wala siyang sinusunod. Wala siyang sinusunod. And so, we thought, sabi nga po ng ating first point, freedom towards new law. Iniisip natin, what then? Sabi ni Apostle Paul, are we to sin because we are not under law, but under grace? Anong sagot? By no means. In the Greek word, yung by no means po dito is talagang to the highest degree. May it never be. Never consider that to happen or to do. Never imagine that. But the problem of Christianity today, kaya dumami yung mga nominal Christians. No? By numbers, we have, according to Kairos, we are 700 million daw. Pero ilang percent doon yung, wala lang. They just tag themselves Christians. The problem is, they are, yung focus of preaching noon is that you have been freed, you have eternal security. The focus is the penalty of sin lang, salvation from the penalty of sin. But salvation is a full package. Totoo, you've been justified. Totoo, ikaw ay ligtas na, hindi ka na mapapahamak. Pero part po ng salvation ay yung pagbabago ng buhay natin. Kasi hindi ka lang po binili. Ikaw ay gustong baguhin din ng Diyos. Hindi naapektuhan ng justification, yung justification ng pagbabago mo, pero dapat ito yung maging resulta nito. Nakuha po natin yung punto. Yes, salvation is not by works, but you've been set free from sin. Sabi nga po, no, last week, wala na pong kapangyarihan si Satanas para pasunurin ka na magkasala. Pero kaya kanyang lokohin para magkasala. In other words, sa tuwing nagkakasala po tayo at nagpapagamit sa kasalanan, ano pong tawag sa atin? Ano po? Na-deceived. Sa Tagalog, masakit sa Tagalog eh. Ano po? Uto-uto. Ano sa Bisaya? Ayan, hindi ko na mabanggit. No? So, pwede mo ba itap yung sarili mo? Huwag kang magkasala kasi hindi ka utu-uto. No, hindi ka utu-uto. Natapos ka pa nga ng college. Tapos magpapauto ka lang. Ah, ganun ba, no? So, the point that I want to drive is, we are not under the law. Ibig sabihin nito, you are not under the penalty of the law. Justified ka eh. But, under grace, so merong bagong law. Ano yun? Let me present to you the law of Christ. In Galatians chapter 6 verse 2, actually, parallel po yung Romans na 6, Galatians 5 and 6, makikita nyo po sa bear one another's burden and so fulfill the law of Christ. Context-wise, nag-aaway ang mga Christians sa Galatians kasi Patuloy nilang sinasabi, kailangan mo magpatuli para ikaw maligtas. Kailangan mong ikaw ay maging ceremonially clean. Kailangan gawin mo lahat ng mga ceremonies, lahat ng utos ni Moses para ikaw ay talagang maligtas. Ang sabi ni Pablo, hindi po yan yung case. Kasi ang nangyari when we are fulfilling that law, when we try to obey the law so that we can become clean, nagiging proud ang tao. We tend to compare sino ang mas faithful sa atin. Sino mas faithful sa atin, Harry? Ganyan. Mas faithful ako kay Vance. Mas faithful ba ako kay Jetter? Ganun yung labanan, no? Pag ganun ang kaisipan. When we think, when we obey the law, we are actually making ourselves clean. No, that's not the case. Para sabi ni Jesus, fulfill the law of Christ by bearing one another's burden. Ano po ba exactly ito? In John chapter 13, verse 33 to 35, a new commandment I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you also must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. So is it about sino mas faithful sa atin? No. It's about me and each other of us loving each other. That's the new law. Now, nagtanong ako sa isang reliable source, which is God Questions. Alam niyo ba yung God Questions? Maganda po na site yun. Sound po yung mga doctrine doon. Now, ang sabi po doon, ano ba itong law of Christ? You know, some use the fact that we are not under the Old Testament law as an excuse to sin. The Apostle Paul addresses this very issue in Romans. What then? Are we to sin because we are not under the law? But under grace? By no means, sabi niya. For the follower of Christ, the avoidance of sin is to be accomplished out of love for God and love for others. Love is to be our motivation. When we recognize the value of Jesus' sacrifice on our behalf, our response is to be love, is to be love, gratitude, and obedience. When we understand the sacrifice Jesus made for us and others, our response is to be to follow His example in expressing love to others. Our motivation for overcoming sin should be love, not a desire to be legalistically obey a series of commandments. We are to obey the law of Christ because we love Him, not so that we can check off a list of commandments that we successfully obeyed. Klaro po ba yung ibig sabihin? Kasi maraming nagsasabi, hindi naman ako under ng Old Testament law. Yung iba nga, hindi nagta-tithes kasi sabi, hindi ako under ng Old Testament law. Mag-tithes ka because you love God. Amen? Mag-tithes ka because you love the people. You love the pastors. You love the workers, the volunteers. Ibig sabihin, hindi nga ako under ng Old Testament law, kaya gagawin ko yung gusto ko, pwede na ako talagang love another one. No. You know, the very essence of the law is love. The first four commandments, that is for the Lord, no? Yung mga commandments na mga nauna, love mo talaga ako, Dom. Sino bang amo mo? No. Now, the commandments is actually an expression, pagtuturo of expressing love for God. At yung second, di ba, expressing love for others, for the people. The problem is, because we are distorted, yung distortion ng kalaban, yung law ay ginamit ng kalaban, kumbaga nagamit din, at yung ating distorted hearts to be proud. Compare ourselves to each other. No? But these are actually given for us to teach how to love God and love others. You get the point? No? It's not about religious obedience to the law, but it's relational obedience to the Lord. That's the difference. We obey out of love and gratitude. Now, this is what happened kay Cain saka kay Abel. May iwasan natin ito kasi noon si parehas naman sila nag-sacrifice. Maganda naman yung motive ni Cain na gusto niya mag-offer at gusto niya tanggapin ng Panginoon. Pero ang kanyang ginawa is gusto niya ceremonial lang, gusto niya kumbaga yung favor ng Panginoon sa kanya lang, kaya pinukpok niya, pinatay niya ang kanyang kapatid. And this is what happened in religions. This is what happened in society. Ito yung nangyayari. Yes, they say, I am following the law, but you are using the law sometimes to aggravate others. Tama ba? Ayoko na sabihin sa politics, no? Pero ito yung nangyayari. Some people will look righteous, pero they destroyed others. Because that's the distortion na ginawa ng kalaban. And in our lives, kaya sinabi ng Panginoon, love one another. That's the new law we are called. Bakit natin kayang gawin? Because hindi ka insecure na hindi tanggapin ng Diyos ang sacrifice mo kasi mahal ka ng Diyos, namatay siya para sa iyo, and you have been given a new identity. Amen? Isn't that wonderful? No? Now, sabi nga ni Apostle, but thanks be to God that you who were once slaves of sin have become obedient. Take note, from the heart, from within, to the standard of teaching to which you were committed and having been set free from sin have become slaves of righteousness. Ano po ba ito? You have become obedient from the heart. It means you are not obeying in order to become. Now, let me just read one of my devotional entry. Change ko lang yung mga words. Now, sabi po, who we are before doesn't matter ever since we came to Christ. Our value is the payment He paid to ransom us. Therefore, we are valuable beyond measure. We are loved beyond measure. And this inspires us to obey Him beyond borders. It is amazing that God first appraised our values and affirmed our worth before calling us to obey. This enables us to obey and be faithful because we are not obeying God or we are not obeying to become, but we are obeying because we already are righteous. Remember the imputed righteousness of Christ. So it's not kumbaga being victorious, no? We fight to be victorious. No, we fight because we already are victorious. We fight because we fight sin, we obey God because we don't do that so that we belong. We try to belong to God. No. We obey because we already are sa Panginoon. And that's, malaki po yung difference nun. Diba sa family, ang hirap when you felt na hindi ka belong sa sarili mong pamilya. Sometimes you really want to achieve. And then even, dumating yung time na naka-achieve ka, and then, kahit pinalakpakan ka ng pamilya mo, because yung mindset, I'm not accepted, I do not belong, nandyan, you will continue to be frustrated amidst your achievements. Kaya ang atake ng Panginoon sa atin to change our mindset, inappraise niya muna kung sino ka. I died for you. Diba? Ano yung previous verse, previous chapter, chapter 5? God demonstrated His love towards us while we were yet sinners, He is willing to die for you. So how valuable you are? Beyond measure. Amen? That's your value. No? That's your value. And that should inspire us to obey God. Don't obey God to belong to Him. No. You cannot do it. Obey Him because you belong to Him. And that leads to my second point. The second freedom we need to understand is freedom towards new life. Now, freedom towards new law, makita natin, you are obeying not to become, but you're obeying because you already are. Isn't that freeing? No? Isn't that freeing? There's nothing to prove. You have already been proven and accepted through the work of Christ. The second point is freedom towards the new life. Sabi ni Pablo, I am speaking in human terms. Yung ginamit niya yung slavery. No? Kasi mahirap nga intindihin yung spiritual na nangyari sa buhay natin. Because of your natural limitations. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and lawlessness leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness leading to sanctification. The word here is this, present your members as slaves to righteousness leading to sanctification. Means, yung members po dyan is our body. Present your body as slaves to righteousness. Present your life na alipin na ng righteousness. Pastor, sabi mo freedom. Scam yata, Pastor. No. As I've said kanina, there's no such thing as absolute freedom. No? You are just going to be a slave of one. Kumbaga, ang question lang is your master better? Kung ang panahon natin ngayon, mas okay ba yung kumpanya mo kaysa noon? For you to understand. There's no such thing as, sabi mo, ah, kaya ako mag-business para hindi na ako slave. Talaga ba? Pag nag-business ka, you're going to manage your business, hire people, and you still need to work. Manage. Ang matindi, malulugi ka pa. No? Now, of course, may flexibility doon, pero, you know, there's always a trade-off. There's no such thing as absolute freedom. Naintindihan nyo na po ba? No? Ah, kasi marami akong pera, kaya sobrang free ko. Are you really free? Ganon. No? Pag marami kang pera, free ka na ba talaga? Marami kang matatakot. Pag kumonti yung pera mo, feeling mo wala ka ng pera. No? Pag nababawasan yung savings mo, feeling mo naubusan ka na ng pera. Sometimes it's about, ano meron? Mindset. Mindset. Kasi dati nun, pag meron akong 100, feeling ko, yaman ko na. Pag nagmano ako, binigyan ako ng 100. Woo! Ngayon, pag 1,000 nalalaman ng pitaka mo, kakabakaba ka na kasi matagal pa yung, 30 na pala ngayon. Matagal pa yung next na sahod. Anong problema? Mindset, di ba? Now, it means yung sanctification ng ibig sabihin is salvation from the power of sin. Now, this is not one time big time. Unlike justification, it's one time big time. Sanctification, may ambag ka na. Okay? Yung justification, wala kang ambag sa salvation na ikaw ay hindi na parurusahan ng Diyos. Pero yung experience of being free from the influence of sin, may ambag ka dyan. Ano ambag mo? Yung pagpipili mo na gawin, i-present ang katawan mo para sa Panginoon. It doesn't happen na parang automatically there is a level of intentionality to present because this is a verb, an active verb, a command, present. Kung sa mga paglalaro pa ng mga magagaling maglaro, Mobile Legends o ano man, Dota, hindi po to passive skill yung sanctification. No? This is not a passive skill. It is an active skill. Justification is passive. Panginoon lang yun. Ito, active. You need to press it. You need to be intentional to do it. You get the point? Kuha mo na, Jits? Nahirapan ako. Paano mo maintindihan eh? Kaya ginamit ko na yun. Now, so, presenting your bodies, presenting your members. So, ibig sabihin pala nito, whenever I choose to do what is right, what is righteous, it means I am being free from the power of sin? Yes. You know the effect of sin is distortion, destruction, and death. Every time you choose to do what is right, you are exercising your freedom to be instrument of God's righteousness. Okay? Yan po yung katotohanan ng sanctification. And this is a process. Hindi ito one time, big time. And this is a daily choice. Sabi nga po, for when you were slaves to sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. Nung ikaw ay slaves ng kasalanan, hindi ka accountable to do what is right. Kasi slave ka ng righteousness, ng sin. Kasi ikaw ay amo natin yung kalaban ng Diyos ang kasalanan. Pero nung ikaw ay pinalaya na ng Panginoon, no? Hindi na po ganun. Pero anong nakukuha mong bunga at that time na slave ka ng kasalanan? Ngayon, ikinakahiya natin yun. For the end of those things is, ano sabi? Death. Kamatayan. Parang drugs. My gosh, I hate drugs. Sabi nila. You know, yung drugs, masarap sa una. Hi, wow, grabe. Paano mo alam, Pastor? Di ko alam, napapanood ko lang. Pero sa bandang huli, baka kala nyo nag-drug si Pastor. No. Get high with God, not with drugs. Di ba? Alam natin, di ba? Kasi noon, meron pong mamamayan ayaw sa droga at pumupunta sila sa school, tinuro nila yung effect ng drugs. Na, una, okay pa, pero yung mangyayari kasi matutuyo daw yung mga brain cells, yung may brain cells na matutuyo, kakagamit ng drugs. Until such time, hindi na mag-function ng maayos ang brain at ikaw ay mamatay. Ang kasalanan, ganyan din po. Akala lang natin sa una, masarap. Akala natin sa una, I'm free! Pero sa huli, pagsisisihan natin kasi ito ay nagre-resulta sa kamatayan. You might be thinking, hindi man to physical na kamatayan, pero may mga sin that leads to death. May mga sin that kills other people. May mga sin na dahil kumbaga of our own selfishness, ang iba ay napahamak. O kaya naman, because we are too selfish, tayo din ay napahamak. There is, you know, sin will always result to death and destruction. So it's not good. It's evil. Marumi, masama. Pangit ang resulta. Yan yung napapala natin when we are slaves to sin. Now, how can we live the new life? In Galatians 5:16-18, but I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. But if you are led by the Spirit, tingnan nyo po, you are not under the law. Remember yung first point? Yes, you are not under the law, but you are going to walk in the Spirit. Now, paano ba to? How can we live freedom in the new life? So una kasi is walk in the Spirit. Paano? Kailangan alam mo muna yung totoo by knowing the truth. Second is walk in the Spirit by living in its fruit. Living in its fruit. Truth will set you free. The truth will set you free. A mindset anchored by the truth leads to freedom. That is why we need to consistently connect on the Word of God so that the Spirit will install the system of values, the right mindset we need in order that we can apply it in our lives. We can't rely on willpower alone. Because like the first Adam, it will fall. We need the unshakable truth that will guide us to live the new life we have in Christ. So ano ibig sabihin po nito? Apart from the Word of God, we cannot walk with the Spirit. Because the very instrument na ginagamit ng Diyos to change our mind is the Word of God. You cannot just say, I'm going to be a good person. You know, it cannot sustain by just, I'm a good person. No. There's a lot of things happening in our mind. Meron pong tinatawag na subconscious mind, and it needs to change. And how will it change? Meron pong tinatawag na tawag doon, whatever you allow yourself to be, kumbaga, masoak yung mind mo, subconsciously, yan ang magiging ikaw. So kung babad ka sa salita ng Panginoon, kung babad ka sa mga katotohanan na binibigay ng Panginoon sa iyo, you will become godly. Hindi po ibig sabihin ng babad is binabasa mo lang and then, no. Holistically, dapat pinag-aaralan at ina-apply. That's how we can change our mindset. No? Kaya nga po ang ginamit ng Panginoon is this. Hindi po sinabing, but the law of the Spirit. Nakita niyo po dito, but the fruit of the Spirit. Hindi po sinabing, the law of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit. Ano sabi? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Oh boy, this is what this generation needs. Sa workplace, sa bahay. Tama? This is what we really need. Sabi nga, against such inulited things, there is no law. And those who belong to Christ have crucified the flesh with its passion and desires. Now, bakit fruits? You know, ang bunga po, fruits are the overflow of nutrients in plants. Just as plant with deprived nutrients cannot produce fruits, a Christian who is deprived of himself with the nutrients of God's truth cannot bear the fruits of Christ. So, can you just check how is the fruit of the Spirit sa buhay natin? Is the fruit of the Spirit flourishing? If it is not, then ang diagnostic dyan, kulang ka ng nutrients of Christ. It's either you're not having your own devotions. It's like you're just, kumbaga, trying to live by. Because ito ang katotohanan. Right mindset leads to right action. Mind filled with God leads to godly actions. No? So, paano babaguhin yung mindset? It doesn't happen in just one decision. We need to soak ourselves. Diligan natin ang sarili natin with the nutrients of Christ, the truth of God's Word, so that we can become, kumbaga, we can bear the fruit of the Spirit. Kaya hindi po law of Spirit yon. Fruit. And that's the life na kung saan tayo nilagay ng Panginoon. Lastly, freedom towards new Lord. But now that you have been set free from sin, ano sabi? And have become slaves of God. Before you are slaves, di ba? To sin, ano yung bungang nakukuha natin? What is the wage we get from that master? Death. But with the new master we have, ano yung binibigay niya? Actually, hindi nga sinabi dito, but the wages of sin is death. Nagtaka ako, bakit free gift? Hindi wage. Because talagang binibigay lang ito ng Panginoon sa atin. The free gift of God is eternal life. Your Master, Jesus Christ, the new Lord natin, kung tayo ay naligtas, kung kinilala natin siya bilang tagapagligtas, is a good, good Master. In fact, sabi nga niya, I came to give them abundant life. I came to give them eternal life. I came so that they can really live. The master that we have, di ba? You have a new Lord. You're not free na yung Lord mo, sarili mo. You are freed to have a good, good master. Umamin ka. Umamin kayo ngayon. Pag tinignan mo ba ang sarili mo sa salamin, masasabi mong mabuti kang amo. Di ba, marami kang makikita ang failures, insecurities. It's better to be led by someone na alam niya kung ano ang direksyon natin. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Because He has been here even before the world began. And He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. We are freed to have a new Lord. Kaya nga, binili tayo, di ba? Yung illustration kanina, binili sa bagong amo na mabait. You know, a lot of times, when we read the word servant, doulos, in the Word of God, or slaves in the Word of God, in the Bible, we take it from the perspective of what is the responsibility of the servant. Especially, pag nababasa natin ito sa mga apostol na sinabi nila, Paul, an apostle of Christ. Ang naisip kaagad natin, grabe talaga si Paul, o apostle of Christ, a servant of God, a servant of Christ. Grabe talaga to si Paul. Sobrang servant niya, sobrang no choice niya. No? Sobrang no choice niya. Yan yung naisip niyo, no? And a lot of times when preachers preach, tama naman yon, wala kang karapatan. Pero yung focal point when we say, you are a servant of God, wala kang karapatan, wala kang magagawa, kailangan mo lang siyang sundin. Pero hindi natin tinitingnan yung another perspective or vantage point na pag sinabing, you are a servant of God, what kind of master do you have? Who is your master? Kasi ang tingin natin sa master is the human master na gagamitin ka lang niya sa kung ano-ano, sa sarili niya lang na ano. Pero yung ating master is a good master. As if the apostles are telling that they have no choice. They are not proud of that position. They have no choice. But don't we know that we are slave before to sin, now we become slave to better master, a good master, a loving master who loved us and gave Himself for us? In Galatians 2:20, Paul said, and I have been crucified with Christ, and the life which I live now, nalimutan ko na yung verse. Pero ang content nun, yung dulo, bakit siya kayang sabihin, I am crucified with Christ. The life I live is by faith of Him who loved me and gave Himself for me. Your master doesn't buy you with gold. He bought you with His own very blood. He died for you. A lot of times when we are serving the Lord, we are taking it from the perspective, nakakabagal mag-serve sa Panginoon, pero wala akong choice. Wala ka rin naman choice noon. Ang choice mo lang magkasala. But this time, you've been freed. You've been freed to choose God and to serve God. Isn't that wonderful? Wala kang choice but to receive the wages of sin, which is death and destruction and distortion and lies. And now you've been freed. Don't look at being slaves of God as something that is very negative. It is the best thing that will happen in your life. Servant of God. Napakabuti ng amo ko. Di ba you are proud with your company when at times, not all the time, at times, binigyan kayo ng times to na bonus or kaya naman ng leave. Pero at times na crisis or hirap, tapos marami silang targets, unrealistic expectations. Feeling, I'm just a machine in this company. No. We are not just ministry machines. God looks at us. Anong tingin niya sa atin? If He has bought us with the blood of Christ, He values you. Amen? He made you His own child. Our worth is dependent on how we are being treated by our Master who have bought us. We are treated like heirs, beloved children of God. Or should, I will not use the word like pala. You've been promoted as His beloved children and heir. Binili ka to be a slave, but at the same time, to be a child of Him. Let me just share one of our devotionals. Ganda na devotionals namin, transformed by Rick Warren. In one of the entry po niya, this is the principle of identity, mindset, identity. As long as you are unsure of your identity, you're going to be pressured to fit into people's molds. They will manipulate you. They will try to make you into what they think you ought to be, rather than what God made you to be. One of the major causes of stress comes from trying to be somebody that you're not. When you are fearful that someone's going to find out what you're really like and that you might not be able to keep up with the facade, it causes stress. Tama? The only way you can counterbalance outside external pressures is to have an internal sense of satisfaction about who you are and who God made you to be. You discover who you are by knowing whose you are. Kanino ka? The Bible says that you were created by God. You are deeply loved by Him. You are accepted as you are. He has a plan for your life. Until you settle this issue of identity, you will be insecure. You will be pressured by stress. You cannot serve other people until you settle this issue. But Jesus always served from a position of strength. He knew who and whose He was. So it didn't matter that He lowered Himself to serve them. You know, when Jesus Christ washed the feet of His disciples, wala yun sa kanya. Bakit? He served from the position of strength. My friends and my fellows, this is what God wants us to become. We don't just, you know, obey for the sake of religion. We obey from the position of strength. We know who we are and we know whose we are. In the company where you're serving, perhaps may times bulyawan ka na, murayan ka na, gawan ka ng kung ano mga issues o marites o tolits doon. You don't care. Why? You know your position. You know who you are. You know whose you are. In your relatives, no, kasi dito sa ating kulturang Pilipino, no, we have this honor and shame culture, madalas shame culture. And sometimes you will be compared with your cousins. Ah, mas successful siya. Ikaw, anong work mo? Anong ano mo? No? Ah, wala ka pala. Christian. Wala. Yan, ah, ganun. Kaya hindi ka umaman kasi Kristiyano ka. No. We don't serve or we don't look at the outward. We look from the inside. Who we are and whose we are. Amen? Sinong amo mo? Si Christ. Kung mayaman ang amo mo, ikaw ay mayaman din. Bakit? Ginawa ka niyang tagapagmana. So when we serve from the position of strength. Don't serve to prove anything. Serve because you already are. Amen? Kaya kahit may criticism, hindi naman na para wag mong pansinin. Pansinin mo, learn from it, pero hindi ka na mag-struggle na, ay, kawawa ko ako, pinakakawawan tao sa buong mundo. You will not wallow down because of, you know, the situation which is very shaky. And you know what, Christians? The world needs people who is living from the position of strength. And where can we get that? From whose we are. Amen. Let's pray. Well, Lord, we thank You because we have unshakable freedom in You. And this is how we can also be people who's going to show the world we have hope. We have a different mindset, Panginoon. Because that mindset is influenced by the Word, by Your truth, and by the power of the Spirit. Lord, help us to be freed from insecurities, from sin, from greed, from all the things, the lies that Satan is throwing at us. Because, Lord, our value is not dependent on the external things. You have already set our value when You died on the cross, and You want us to live in freedom. We work because we love You. We serve because we love You. We do things because we love You, and now we are learning to love others as well. Bless Your people, because You have a wonderful plan for us. We will not be shaken. And help us, Lord, that others people may know that there is a better Master, and that is Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Join the GCAF Manila community on Facebook and other social media platforms for more. Together, let's continue to obey beyond borders.